It's a family affair Sunday at Newmarket's Riverwalk Commons with the Good Brothers taking the stage followed by the Sadies. The Good Brothers, Brian, Larry and Bruce, are originally from Richmond Hill and Bruce's son, Travis Good, is the singer and guitarist of the Sadies. Bruce has lived in Newmarket for 37 years, and his sons, Travis and Dallas, grew up in the area, making it a noteworthy onstage reunion. "It's a special time for us all to be together," said Bruce. The bands have never actually officially played together on the same billing, which is why Bruce thinks it will be such a cool experience for the family. "We've jammed together before, but this is the first time we've really had an official show together," said Bruce. "It's a really special concert for us, especially to do it here in what we call our hometown." In February 2022, Dallas, the singer-guitarist and founding member of the Sadies, died at 48 due to a heart condition. "This is a totally different experience and this will be the first time we're all together since Dallas passed away," said Bruce. "We're really looking forward to it. It's one of the most special shows that we've done over the past couple of years." Bruce said that after Dallas died, the family didn't know what would happen and that it could be the end of the Sadies. While in California, Travis announced he would try to do right by Dallas. "Travis made a decision after Dallas died to carry on as the Sadies and do his best to continue Dallas' legacy," said Bruce. "He's really done the family proud. He's doing an amazing job. Dallas would have wanted this." Prior to Dallas's death, the Sadies had recorded their 11th studio album, Colder Streams, which won the Juno Award for Adult Alternative Album of the Year in 2023. Since then, Travis has continued touring the album and Bruce couldn't be more appreciative of his son's efforts to honor Dallas. "One writer said that if you close your eyes you could swear you can hear two guitars up there," said Bruce. "It really means so much to the family that Travis has continued on and I know it's meant so much to all their fans. It was a celebratory, but difficult and emotional moment when they won the Juno knowing how much Dallas had put into the album. It sure made us all proud to see them win." Pre-COVID, the Good Brothers would play an annual free show in Richmond Hill, but they haven't played a show in York Region since before the pandemic. "It's always great to come back to your home," said Bruce. "It's one of those rare moments where you get to use your own bedroom as your dressing room. We're really looking forward to it." The Good Brothers, who won 8 consecutive Juno Awards as Canada's top country group from 1977 to 1984 and are in the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame, will perform Sunday from 6:15 to 7:30 p.m., followed by the Sadies from 7:45 to 9 p.m. Admission to the concert is free.